From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. President Bush sure didn't sound like a Texas oil man in his State of the Union address.
Keeping America competitive requires affordable energy. And here we have a serious problem. America is addicted to oil, which is often imported from unstable parts of the world.
Instead of calling for an expansion of domestic oil supplies, as he has in past speeches, the president talked about alternative energy, better batteries to power hybrid cars, and a more efficient form of ethanol.
Breakthroughs on this and other new technologies will help us reach another great goal, to replace more than 75% of our oil imports from the Middle East by 2025. By applying the talent and technology of America, this country can dramatically improve our environment, move beyond a petroleum-based economy, and make our dependence on Middle Eastern oil a thing of the past.
But critics note that many presidents have pledged to cut foreign oil and failed. And U.S. imports from the Middle East are only a little less than 20% of our total oil imports. Our Washington correspondent Jeff Young joins us now to sift through the rhetoric and talk about where the president's proposals might be headed. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, Steve.
Jeff, moving beyond a petroleum economy. Now, that sounds like it should be music to the ears of people who've been pushing for alternative energy. What do they say?
Well, you'd think, but it's a mixed reaction. I spoke with a number of people in the renewable and alternative energy field, and groups wanting more biofuels, especially this new ethanol that uses things like corn stalks, they're excited by this. So one group called it visionary. But that was the minority voice here. The more typical response to this was, you know, the president has some nice rhetoric, but he's short on substance and a little late to this game. Jerome Ringo leads the Apollo Alliance. It's a coalition of labor, environment, and business groups who want more renewable energy. And Ringo was, shall we say, underwhelmed.
It was just too little from the president. I think he was only trying to get on a train that's already pulled out from the station. The president realizes that. So I think that though his idea is a good one, it was a modest proposal at best.
Why such a lukewarm response?
Well, partly because this is just not a very big increase in spending compared to other energy spending. I mean, you remember the Energy Act from last year? It gave nuclear and fossil fuels about $7 billion in tax breaks and subsidies. Well, from what we've learned so far from the Department of Energy about these new increases, it's about $524 million compared to the current fiscal year. And a little more than half of that is going to so-called clean coal technology programs. That makes the mining industry happy, but clean coal is not generally considered alternative energy. So you take that out, that leaves about $190 million for things like wind, solar, biofuels, and hydrogen.
Not big money, maybe, but big increases?
Well, it is big for some sectors. The president clearly is continuing his push for research into hydrogen and fuel cells. They're getting a $53 million increase here. Solar is also a winner. Folks at the Solar Energy Industries Association say this would boost solar R&D by about 80%. However, Bush budgets in previous years had held solar research flat. So this big increase, if it happens, would more or less just return them to the funding they had enjoyed, say, a decade or so ago. And that's why the American Council on Renewable Energy is less enthusiastic about this. They call this a relatively minor increase, and they suspect there may be cuts to other renewable programs buried somewhere else in the budget. But, you know, it's not just the money that's drawing the criticism here. It's that there's little policy to go along with it. And I talked about this with Phil Sharp. He's a former congressman. He now leads Resources for the Future, a nonpartisan think tank here in Washington.
What is missing here are additional incentives, a reform of the fuel economy standards that will help make sure that what technology is developed already out there actually gets used for the benefit of the economy or for fuel efficiency.
Now, Jeff, I believe there are other proposals on hybrid cars and biofuels that are in the Congress right now. Do these proposals get a boost from what the president talked about?
I think that's a very good possibility. There's a bill that has strong bipartisan support that's similar to what the president's outlined here, except it has more market incentives, and the sponsors want the president to get on board. And, you know, also just looking around at the public mood on energy these days, it seems like the kind of atmosphere where a politician would want to look like he's doing something on this.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's talking about, what, high gas prices, high home heating oil prices, and record profits from the oil companies. ExxonMobil recently posted a profit of, what, some $36 billion?
Yeah, and don't forget it's election year for Congress. So you add that up, and I think you have a good chance for more market incentives for ethanol and hybrid cars. However, as far as actually raising fuel efficiency standards, the administration is still opposed to that, and I think it's still a long shot. And if you talk to a lot of energy analysts, they'll tell you, hey, if you're serious about addressing an oil addiction, well, raising fuel efficiency standards is probably your first step on any 12-step program.
You know, Jeff, this speech was also interesting for what the president did not say. For example, I didn't hear his call for more oil drilling, and I also heard very little about Hurricane Katrina's effects on energy. How did people respond to that?
Well, a lot of people have remarked on this fairly important shift in rhetoric, but that does not mean that that's the end of those old issues. We're definitely going to see more pushing for drilling in the Arctic Refuge, more push for offshore drilling. Those old fights are going to be back. But there's also going to be a new fight pertaining to Hurricane Katrina and energy, and that is just who gets the money from drilling. In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, Louisiana's Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu has just been hammering away on this issue.
A fair share of the billions of dollars that our state generates right off of our shores to keep the Treasury of the United States full and the lights on from New York to California to Chicago.
So what Landrieu's arguing is if her state got more of the royalties from offshore drilling, well, then the state could cover some of the costs of storm recovery. But that's a major source of federal revenue, and if you tamper with that, well, you're going to make a lot of powerful people very uneasy.
Jeff Young is Living on Earth's Washington correspondent. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.